This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India at Oscars. The participants are Murtaza Ali Khan, film critic, and Omvesh Upadhyay, AIR correspondent.
India shone brightly at the 95th Academy Awards. The sentiments of a billion Indians hooted on the top of the world after Natu Natu from S.S. Rajamouli's blockbuster RRR won the Best Original Song, and The Elephant Whisperers, a heartwarming film on the deep bond between a pair of elephants and their humans, directed by Kartiki Gonzalez and produced by Guneet Monga, won the Best Documentary Short Award at the Academy Awards. To discuss on the triumph of India at Oscars, we are joined by film critique Murtaza Ali Khan. Welcome to the program, Mr. Khan.
Thank you so much.
And to begin the discussion, as we know that the world has grooved to the tune of Natu Natu, and now it won in the Best Original Song category, and The Elephant Whisperers brought home an Oscars as well. Does this double win further opens door for Indian industry to continue the glorious work on the global stage?
I think it's a major triumph for Indian cinema. It's really double glory, but I for one wouldn't see this in isolation. I see this as the rise of brand India, this new India that's been showcasing its might in so many different avenues, whether we look at this presidency year of the G20, whether we look at our triumph at the Olympics with Neeraj Chopra winning the gold, or whether we look at our triumph in the cricketing field with us qualifying to the Test Championship finals. So I think on all avenues, in every space, we are really taking India to new heights. So I think this is really a time to celebrate brand India, and this is really the beginning. I feel that the first 100 years of Indian cinema were about, you know, building up solid foundations. And now that we have the solid foundations in place, I think this is the time for us to take it to the next level. And I feel the next 100 years are going to belong to Indian cinema. And we are already seeing the glimpses, but I would say that it's only just begun.
And to take the discussion forward, in this year's Oscars, The Elephant Whisperers became the first win in the documentary short film category for India that revolves around the sweet tale of elephants and their caregivers. Interestingly, it was in 2019 that a documentary titled Period, End of a Sentence, set in Uttar Pradesh's Hapur district, won an award for Best Documentary Short Subject. It was also produced by Guneet Monga's production. So all the way from Bhanu Athaya to now Guneet Monga and Kartiki Gonzalez, can we say that this is the time of ladies leading from the front and inspiring more women to come and try their luck in the film industry?
India value system has been so strong, and the society has always given importance to women. We are a society and a civilization which looks up to women as goddesses, and we have had some wonderful role models over the past. We have seen the triumph of Bhanu Athaya. We have seen what Guneet Monga has achieved. We have also seen what Kartiki Gonzalez has achieved. So I think this is a new chapter in the history of Indian storytelling, how the women storytellers are showing to the world that there is a cinema beyond the masculinity, there is a cinema beyond the brutalities that we get to see in the Western space, so much of violence, so much of anger, rage. Here is a new kind of cinema which is pacifying the world, which is uniting the man with the nature, overcoming the greatest conflict that the world is facing at a time when we are dealing with the issue of global warming, the environmental issues are becoming more and more worrying. I think India is really showing the world the path forward with the film like An Elephant Whisperer, or, you know, with the kind of philosophies that our films like All That Breathes are showing. I think this is the way forward. India's status as a wish guru is already very well known in the world. Our philosophies, our value systems have always been, you know, a beacon of hope to the world. So I am really happy that again the Western world is embracing some of the things that Indian scholars have always done over the past, and which our modern storytellers are once again bringing to the fold, showing the world that bringing people together, bringing man closer to the nature, as which is deeply ingrained in the Indian philosophy, is the only way forward to deal with these challenges that the world is now facing. And probably this is the only way to survive. The Indian philosophy and the Indian value system is once again going to lead world towards a better future.
You mentioned about All That Beats, a Sean Exchange documentary that talked about, if I'm not wrong, a bird's hospital. So how Indian filmmakers are mastering the art of short filmmaking and amazing the world, Mr. Khan?
See, the documentary is one format that has given the world so much. If I take you to the days of Ziga Vertov, who made Man with the Movie Camera, Or if you look at Nanook of the North by Robert Flaherty, you see from that day till date, whatever has happened in the filmmaking space, the documentary filmmakers have had the strongest impact. In fact, they are the people which have allowed the medium to grow. If you look at the French New Wave, some of the camera persons that were employed by the likes of Jean-Luc Godard and François Truffaut were actually documentarians. So it really fills my heart with joy when I see these bright young kids on the horizon, people like Shaunak Sen, people like Rahul Jain, which are consistently making documentaries of international quality, which are universal in nature, which are also getting recognized globally. So I think this is a kind of medium that India has shown a rare mastery over. In the past also, we have had films like Cinema Travelers, and we have had short films like Period, now Elephant Whisperers, All That Breeds. Rahul Jain has been making some very interesting films like Machine. I think this is the space that India has truly mastered. And I would like to appeal to the ministry that why not have a channel dedicated to documentary filmmaking. Let's inspire younger storytellers to take up documentary filmmaking, because this is a medium which don't even require you to spend a lot of money. Yes, you need to come up with innovative ideas, but even in small budgets, you can make films that are truly universal. So I would be happy to see more young filmmakers coming to the fore. Shaunak Sen, Rahul Jain, and all these wonderful young filmmakers are showing a new kind of a path to the modern generation and the upcoming generation of Indian storytellers. And documentary is really a medium that has a lot of potential and which the world is now seeing through the eyes of these young, bright talents hailing from India.
And we talked about Shaunak Sen, you mentioned about Rahul Jain. How these young filmmakers of modern India who are trying their art in the short filmmaking are paying a true tribute to Satyajit Ray, who was given an honorary Oscar award in 1992 for lifetime achievement.
See, Satyajit Ray was a trailblazer. He was inspired by Italian neorealism. During a time he stayed in Europe, he watched Bicycle Thieves. And then when he came to India, he thought that he should also do something on similar lines. And that's how he made Partha Panchali, which also started the Indian neorealistic movement. And the rest, as they say, is history. And over the years, he made some amazing films, which were universally acclaimed. Films like Jalsaghar, films like Devi, films like The Chess Players. His body of work has always inspired filmmakers all across the globe. I've talked to Iranians, I've talked to people from China, I've talked to people from South Korea, I've talked to people from the European countries as well as the US, and a lot of them cite Satyajit Ray as an inspiration. In fact, Wes Anderson came to India all the way to shoot this film Darjeeling Limited because he wanted to pay a tribute to Satyajit Ray, because his cinema has inspired him to become filmmaker in the first place. Similarly, these young filmmakers that we are now seeing on the horizon, the likes of Shaunak Sen, the likes of Rahul Jain, Guneet Monga, these are all, you know, only taking the metal forward. You know, this is something that Satyajit Ray showed the world, that Indian cinema is a place which can really be wonderful, which can really be eye-opening, which can show the world a new kind of aesthetics, a new kind of magical quality. And I think they are only taking this forward. And I'm really excited because now is the time when we are really in a space where we are able to exercise ourselves. There is no dearth of funds now. There is no technological labs. India is really the leader, whether it's technology. We are really the leader when it comes to social media. Our leadership, you know, has really been inspiring to the country, taking us forward in all walks of life. The young talents that are coming out, they are being supported wholeheartedly. So I think today the times have changed. And Indians, the young Indians particularly, are able to exercise themselves probably like they have never been able to do so. And I think this is only going to get better. We'll only see Indian cinema going from a position of strength to strength in the times to come as well.
And Mr. Khan, today's India not only talks about itself, but we say Vasudev Kutumbakam, that is, the world is one family. And if we talk about this in the context of 95th Academy Awards, we can say that it was also a night for all of South Asia, with multiverse, science fiction, action, adventure, everything, everywhere, all at once, making a clean sweep of almost every award it was nominated for. So Mr. Khan, would you like to highlight more on this as well?
I would like to welcome this, because for the longest time, Hollywood and particularly the Academy Awards have been accused of being racist in nature. So I think this is really a welcome change now that Academy has given more space to people of different ethnicities. We are seeing these groundbreaking changes happening, because Hollywood and Oscars for the longest time have been, you know, mostly American or mostly Europe-centric. But now with the rise of Asian bandwagon, particularly the Indian contention, I think we are seeing a positive change. I really hope that this change continues, because I would really love to see an RRR getting nominated for the Best Picture Oscar. I would love to see Rajamouli winning the Best Director Award. I think, but still, there's a lot more work that needs to be done. Still, the idea of it being an American award somewhere, you know, overshadows everything else. Yes, the win for this particular film is really a welcome one, and I was really happy to see Michelle Yeoh winning the Best Picture Oscar for her performance in the film. But at the same time, I would have loved to see one of the Indian actors also getting nominated in the lead category or the supporting category, or Rajamouli taking away the Best Director Oscar, because I think RRR has done it for India. It has shown the world that our cinema is really capable of making everybody dance to its tunes. Yes, Natu Natu has won the Oscar, but what RRR has achieved is something which is truly unprecedented. So many people, you know, from the West that I've been talking to over the last 6 months, they have been raving about RRR. People from America, people from Europe, they all are saying that we haven't seen this side of Indian cinema yet. So it's like a pleasant surprise for them. But we all know that Rajamouli himself has been making some amazing films. If you look at his films like Bahubali, even before he made a film called Iga, which is about a fly taking revenge. So that is much, much ahead of some of the works that are been happening in Hollywood, which is becoming more and more regressive. Now, without the superhero, you know, franchises, I don't see it, you know, coming out in a big way. So I think it's the time for Indian cinema, it's the time for Indian stories to rule the world. And I think this is an opportune moment where we can really exercise ourselves. Some of the youngest storytellers, Rajamouli and the people who are going to be, you know, his successor, I think they have a great opportunity to capture. And I won't be surprised if the next 100 years of cinema truly belong to India.
And then when we were discussing that how the West audience is dying to watch Indian cinema, can we say that our movie industry can replicate the success that till now only Hollywood enjoyed, or am I being too optimistic?
See, Hollywood was very clever, you know, in how it marketed itself, and for the longest time it has had access to some of the biggest financial supports, some of the biggest technological know-how that they had, but that is no longer restricted to them. Today, India is really big in a technological way. Today, our industries are capable of making big budget films. And I think now with the kind of resources that are available at our disposal, the kind of triumph that our talents and what our films have achieved already, you know, at the global arena, I think time is really ripe for the Indian kind of cinema to really come out and not just compete with Hollywood, but also, you know, leave Hollywood behind by leaps and bounds.
And how this worldwide rise of Indian cinema will help to strengthen the soft power of India as well?
See, for the longest time, India has always enjoyed a great popularity through its stars, be it Raj Kapoor in the 1950s or Devanand, then Rajesh Khanna, Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan, Hrithik Roshan. I think these are the people who have really made India famous in a way. So soft power is something that India has always enjoyed. You look at any other country in the world and then you compare it to India. The kind of music that we have, the kind of dance culture we have, it all translates in Natu Natu. People are talking about Indian cinema being regressive, the use of, you know, cinematic tropes wherein dance and music comes to the fore. People were saying that it's outdated. But Rajamouli has proven once again, and I think now the whole world has accepted this, that when it comes to dance, when it comes to music, when it comes to soft power, India is really the wish guru even here. Now the whole world is really looking up to India as this big soft power, and in the times to come, I think this will only touch new heights and we'll see more and more of Indian talent, more and more of Indian stories dominating these award functions, really dominating these film festivals. So it's really going to be a different kind of film space with more and more Indian talent really ruling everything on the horizon. And this is just the beginning.
And you very rightly said that India has been the Vishuguru always, but now we are also heading forward to dominate the film industry and movie making as well. Thank you so much, Mr. Khan, for joining us today on All India Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on India at Oscars. The participants were Murtaza Ali Khan, film critic, and Omvesh Upadhyay, AIR correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.